Mama dropping out two warmers up. About me getting drunk, as if I would be. Anytime. I don't remember bloody you coming in on a Sunday morning. Sometimes you'd bloody hardly been to bed. About our bloody night with Stuart.
Shut up.
But you got no fucking knowing, and I'll bloody bad you know in about 5 minutes. I said, yeah, he told them. Yes, you did. You did.
You both did,
not me. No, I never. That's why everybody to secrecy, but they all know within a few minutes. You told them. As you always still continue to tell them. Yes, you do. No, we don't row, luckily.
Yes, we do.
We ain't got a much there, it's just some laugh mad. We won't last till 10 now. They've done the welcome break, they've done the charger, now they're on the Tesco. We've got 1,000 more to do with Sainsbury's, and that's it. That won't last till 10. And we'll all be coming racking. Oh, what's with Dan, Paul, Theresa, and John Flood, bloody Chichis and Tesco. Why are they doing it if there's nothing to do? Merv. Why are we doing all that if there's nothing to do?
I've got time on tomorrow,
well, you'll have mine. 12 nights out. Got 1,000 to do. Anzad, Merv, John, Teresa, Paul, Anne, Riles, all trusting, done the rest of me trusting. I've done the chargal, I've done the welcome break, now they're on the test score. I've only got 1,000 Sainsbury's to do, and we'll be all done, but not long after. But why have we been doing that if there's nothing much to do? Why has John, Flood, and Anne, and Paul, and Teresa, and all them been on that trusting line in Merv?
They're trying to get hit. They're running short in the frozen department, so they're trying to get hit, so we're doing a lot of frozen tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, we're going to be all finished by 9 o'clock and you'll have us all and you'll...
Well, we can get tomorrow's done early, then we can run the PDC and do the rack and move the skeleton
through and run the PDC. We would, but we'll live.
We'll have to, because
nothing for them to do. Or the trusting, they might send them trusting and get that done.
Or else if we come in the afternoon, you'll trust your PDC.
I don't know, mate. I only know that us takers, Anne and Paul and Anne and John and all them are all doing all the others.
They really
ought
to be teaching some
Cupside
girls to trust. I think it's
going to be my day. There we go, we've got to go down.
That's all
you take, thank you.
Bring
nothing
that cup.
I'm going.
Clean up your bars, it's upstairs. When we've done the roast down the
middle, we're going to put paper in it. Wait.
Yeah,
see your car.
Oh dear, I
will.
I better go
up at
10 minutes
and see
what I've got up there.
Well, we certainly won't last until 10, no. So I've got 1,000 left to do, so, well, it might be over, I don't know what they're injected, but...
Short
for Tesco, 560 short for Sainsbury's. Mm-hmm. Well, we're finished early, they could have put, unless it came in late, the order or something, next or something. Cotton.
And then 560 was
extra,
still leaves us 200 short on the days.
Somebody added Mary's thing up wrong then. Mary's sheet. No, and as I said, they've calculated wrong. Yeah, a little bit over.
And they probably knew tomorrow was a very small day, so they haven't got
any, well,
they probably haven't made any for weekends. Cooey. How's it going? Are you on tea for yet? When I start it, we'll go back. I'm running at work, I'm on tomorrow's Chinese. Yeah, we're in the tunnel. Hey, we've got some more.
Yeah, we're going to do all of them, you see. But John wanted us to start dressing early, but we didn't need when Anne's got another team in the other room doing it. Oh, I'll be finished for long. Well, but another hour.
Have we got some more birds, I thought, is up the tree?
Yeah, we didn't do them. No, should we perhaps let's go back on them then?
Well,
tomorrow.
If you do, that one, I think perhaps that's the best plan of action. I'll have a word with him when he goes in.
Yeah, go back on them, because we didn't finish them, because there was 3 pallets. And we didn't even do 2.
There was only 1,200 pair last night, weren't there?
We didn't finish him because we wanted to start trussing early, then I'm started that little line trussing, you see, so we've done it between us. I've got 1,000 to do and she's got about 400 to... We'll add gloves now, yeah, because our man give them in when they can truss us. I don't know. They give them in when they can truss and the people who had them before. Well, with the 2 lines going, yeah. Would have been about right then. But see, John, I don't suppose he realised Anne was going to fetch all the people out of be there and everywhere and start that up.
Well,
that's it. Merv. And then, so she started trusting out me. I suppose that's what John thought. We might not get him done, start early and get him finished. So you just said leave the bird's eye flowers and start your trust.
That was gone 7 o'clock, just out of our state. What time we clean
all that PDC?
Clean air,
the 14. It was PDC when we come in. I mean, they haven't checked any goujons, they haven't checked any of the fillets. It was two baskets of bone. Jeannie and Hillary are doing that. I mean, it's 10. We'll definitely be finished in about an hour. Won't be till 10 anyway.
An hour, we can get them there.
You got as far as you could, apart from the actual thing, so at least you got that far.
I went out last night and saw Mick and John, you know, so I'm not wearing my flat. And they said, well, until 9 o'clock on Friday morning, we thought you got it. They were surprised. So they weren't surprised. I said, look, you know, I want to know.
Yeah, well.
They said, well, I can't fault you on anything.
Yeah, it's just nice to know if there's something wrong, isn't there? Then you can put it right. Yeah, you can.
So we're just stoned. We were absolutely
stoned.
You
ask
when this bloke comes in.
Yeah, what he's like.
People, that's so well. There's been three of them, isn't there? Yeah.
Peter David, didn't we?
David?
Well, the cook's side, he only lasted about 3-4 weeks. I mean, Gillis has been doing it ever since. And he didn't only last about 3-4 weeks, he was gone.
Now, when he was coming on air, he went, didn't he?
Yeah.
Black Peter. But he couldn't even do more jobs.
He wouldn't. He didn't want to do it, did he? He said he wanted office. I remember him coming in because John said, well, you do what you did with him. And show him how to do all the jobs. He said, I don't want to learn them, I've come to supervise. He said, I don't want to get mucky. Couldn't believe me ears. He said, oh. So when John said, would I show you how to trust him? I said, I don't wish to learn, thank you.
That's what he said to you.
He said he'd come to supervise, not to do it. I said, I've no wish to learn it, thank you. I said, fair enough, I'll go and do something else. See, John, as soon as John arrived, he said to me, will you take me? He said, I don't want to learn it, you know, proficiently, but I want to know every job. So I just took him up and down every line. And when this Peter come, he said, well, you know, just show him everything that you did me. And he said, he didn't want to know, thank you.
I didn't know he said that to me.
Yeah, he said, I've come to be a supervisor. He said, I don't wish to learn all that. Well, can you supervise if you don't know what the hell's going on?
I said
that's what John said. He wanted to look.
I said last week.
So he had a rough idea.
I suppose I draw some consolation
where I wrote the last one.
He said you were in the last two. He said it was between you and
the
second
job.
He said first the job
in there. That's it. I'm naturally disappointed, but
I say
you did well. And
Mick said to me last night, he said, I didn't expect you to be rushing and flying about like you usually do. So I expect you to be all down the mouse for yourself.
No point, is there? That's it.
I said, I haven't failed. I said, I just haven't succeeded yet.
That's it. No. I'm not listening to anything, I'm taping. I'm doing a project. I'm taping all your conversations.
Okay.
In here, not in the factory. I didn't know. I could have asked.
What, in here?
Everywhere I go.
Oh,
it's all anonymous. Nobody knows who it is. It's for a dictionary, and they want new words that are commonly used. And they don't want an all old words that never get used. It'll be dropped in the next edition of a dictionary. So it's. I'm taping all my conversations I have with everybody for a week.
What if people don't want you to?
Oh, yeah, you have to raise it. But nobody's going to... I mean, it says nobody knows who you are, what you've said anyway. At all, do they?
Well, I don't know. If you're just going to... Write what? Down what you put on there. And
I don't write anything. I send the tape in. They don't know who you are. It's just a voice speaking. Nobody knows who you are or anything. They only know me. Nobody else. Why? Who's going to know when they list to compile a dictionary and what words you use? Who's going to know who you are?
Well,
at all. Well, if you want it erased, I will. I mean, it's up to you entirely.
Well, you won't have any trouble with Jeannie.
I said that to him. I said, well, you might. If I take it to work in certain years, and I said, well, if that's common usage words, that's what it has to be. And words that we never use at all that are in dictionaries and nobody ever uses them. They want to know common, ordinary speech. Words that we use.
And you can't get more common than
here. I told him, I said, you might use some... Right. I sat in the pub Saturday night, man. I didn't tell Ron afterwards. And he's ever such a nice lad. He comes on me a dirty joke. Stuart's killing himself. I've got to tell you, Ron. I don't give a monkey if they want to hear it. I said, let them all hear it. They'll all be able to pass it round. I mean, it was really disgusting, but it was a bit weird. Are you ready, please?
Eric will tell you some goodies.
Ron just said, I've got a good joke for you here. You said Stuart started to laugh. He said, I ain't said it yet. But I didn't tell him. I said, if you don't wish to be on it, you can wipe it, just erase it. I mean, I don't listen to him, or I'm not listening to all that. I've got 20 tables. Just asked me if I'd participate in this project. I thought it'd be a bit fun. But as I said, nobody knows who you are or what you've said or anything. So it doesn't matter, does it? But the words they're interested in, not what you actually say, and the words that people are using. I've got now, so I don't even think of it. It's just there, and I just thought, no. What's the idea, really? If anybody asks you what you're doing, and you tell them, and you say it, if you don't wish to be honest, I'll wipe it off. But nobody knows who you are anyway, so what difference does it make? Unless it got personal and turned it off, I mean, when we went to the estate agents and the solicitors, and that's, I mean, you can't sort of sit there putting what the solicitor's telling you and just turn them off. And, or if anybody told me, I mean, I wouldn't sit if someone was talking in confidence about their private life, but you just turn them off and that's it. Just normal conversations, the words that people use in common, different areas of the country with accents and dialects and one thing and another. It's with the Oxford English Dictionary, the next edition.
Yeah, very Oxford brand here, aren't we?